are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. Thank you for making Locked On MLB your first listen. We're available on all the free platforms. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. This is a special Saturday episode. Sorry, there was none on Friday. We're dropping this on the 23rd day of October 2021. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the ALCS, which ended in a way that the better team won. How about saying it that way? And there are some silver linings. As a wonderful baseball lifer is now four wins away from his final great achievement. Meanwhile, the National League Championship Series might be wrapping up today or maybe continuing. I don't know the answer to that. We're going to talk about the Astros, we talk about the Red Sox, when we talk about the Dodgers, and we talk about Atlanta. You can follow us here on YouTube. You can follow us all the other platforms. And if you have a smart device, be sure to tell it to play podcast Locked On MLB, or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Astros with H-Town Wheelhouse and Eric. I'm sure they're loving their life right now. And you can follow us on Twitter, Locked On MLB Pods. Same handle for Instagram. I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. So the Houston Astros won the American League pennant, and they earned it. They earned it big time. Think about how quickly this series turned around. The Red Sox scored a pile of runs in game one. They lost because their bullpen let up the runs. But then they just unleashed an offensive barrage in games two and three that made you think, oh, my God, is the Red Sox, are they going to stampede their way to the World Series? And they went to the eighth inning of game four. They were six outs away from taking a 3-1 lead in the series. And after that, everything went the Astros' way. Their offense clicked. Their pitching was outstanding. And yeah, there were things like the called third strike that never happened. And there was little things here or there happened, like Kiki Hernandez hit a ball, which was a few feet away from a game tying home run. Schwarber hit a ball, which was a flyout at one point, and then if it was a few feet over, it was in the Crawford boxes. Martin Maldonado threw a laser beam for the strike him out, throw him out, double play. That if it was not such a great throw, you know, that rally would have continued. All those little things happened. But here's the main thing. The Astros pitching staff stepped up. Yes, Alvarez was incredible at the plate. Okay, absolutely incredible. The Red Sox got two grand slams in the first two innings of game two of the ALCS. They got two hits total in the final game. You can't win a game like that. You can't win games where you're not scoring runs. I mean, as I said before, people bitched and moaned about what was the should have been a called third strike to end that ninth inning with Eovaldi pitching in the ninth in game, was it game four? But it was 2-2. And they were letting the pitchers off the hook constantly. And you got to give credit where credit is due in the starting pitching. But you know, the first few games, the starting pitching was grotesque for the Astros. But then it turned around. They got a couple of great performances. And the bullpen was outstanding. And no matter who the Astros put out there, it was great. I have no idea why the Red Sox didn't use Whitlock. I don't. Why they used Ottavino at the big spot instead of Whitlock, I don't know the answer, but I'll get to the Red Sox in the second segment. The Astros deserved this pennant. The Astros beat the White Sox. Now, they didn't have to face Tampa Bay, but you know what? Tampa Bay couldn't beat Boston. And so they won the division, and it was a tough division. Lest we forget, They were in a division where the Mariners won 90 some odd games. The A's were a playoff team for most of the season. The Angels had a losing record, but they had the MVP and a couple other really good players. And okay, the Rangers stunk. But the Astros played in a good, solid division. Won that division, beat the White Sox, and then faced the talented Red Sox and did not find themselves in a position where the fact that they had the doors blown off the dump in games 2 and 3, they dusted themselves off, won game 4 in the road, won game 5 on the road, and game 6 was a lot closer than the final score would indicate. In fact, games 5 and 6 were a lot closer than the final. Actually, games 4, 5, and 6, the final score was misleading because in each one of those cases, it was close until late rallies, which tells you a little something about how the Red Sox bullpen fell apart and Houston's bullpen stayed together. And there's the silver lining. The Astros and their fans must know they're the villains, that people are going to be rooting against them. There's no way around it. If Astro fans try to deny that all you want, it's just a fact. That's the role that they play in baseball. Baseball needs villains, and the Astros are good villains. The silver lining is Dusty Baker. And let's remember what a manager is, especially what a manager has evolved into. If we know that the manager isn't necessarily making the lineup decisions, isn't necessarily making the pitching decisions, isn't necessarily making the roster decisions, that these may be coming down from high, that the manager's job is to manage the team, manage the egos, manage the expectations, manage the media, do all those elements. And who has done a better job ever than the cauldron of fury that Dusty Baker walked into? Ever. The scrutiny that this Astros team was going through all year. Now, I have a real hard time counting anything that happened last year. There were no fans. It was the truncated COVID season. We all understand that. This year, the fans came out. It was venomous all year. Astros had to know it was coming. And beyond that, playing in the tough division, playing with the scrutiny, playing with a team whose pitching staff got decimated, playing with a team that had ups and downs all year long, to make it to the end with challenges from Oakland. Remember, Oakland pulled with a few games towards the end of the season, pulling off challenges from Seattle, who were a 90-win team, facing the White Sox, who had a solid season, and dusting themselves off when they were facing oblivion. Isn't that what a manager does now? Seriously, when all this talk about managers, this manager, that, it's these other elements. That's what the manager does. Handles the media, handles the egos, deflects the negativity. Show me another manager who's done that better than Dusty Baker did this year. He's not going to win manager of the year. He probably should. But I do have what I call the Coen brothers rule. And that is, if someone has already won an award several times, you can't whine when they don't pad their resume. And Dusty Baker has won the manager of the year several times in his career. So let's move on. But Dusty Baker is now a World Series manager again. And this was no sure thing. This was no guaranteed thing. And the Astros are in it. And it's becoming time to realize that Dusty Baker is doing everything a manager is supposed to do. And he is 4 wins away from winning a World Series title as a manager. He already has a World Series ring as a member of the 1981 Los Angeles Dodgers. So if the Astros play the Dodgers, of course, you have the revenge of 2017 storyline to play out. But if they play the Braves, Dusty Baker was a Brave too. In fact, you may not realize this, or this was posted on Twitter a bunch of times, when Henry Aaron, who died earlier this year, hit his 715th home run, the batter on deck was Dusty Baker. Dusty Baker has lived a long baseball life where he's done everything he wanted. He was a wonderful player and a fantastic postseason player. He was a great coach on the Roger Craig Giants teams. And say it with me, he's been a fantastic manager. He has been. And the results are there. He took over a moribund Giants team that was on the verge of, that was actually just come back from about to move to Tampa Bay, and made that team a 103-win team. Yeah, he had Barry Bonds. Other teams had Barry Bonds too. Okay? Then he took over the Cubs, and the Cubs had not won a postseason series of any kind since 1908 until Dusty Baker showed up. He took over the Reds, a forgotten franchise, and they made the playoffs 3 out of 4 seasons. He took over a solid Washington Nationals team. They won over 90 games each year he was there, made the postseason both times. Then stepped into the cauldron of the Houston Astros amidst one of the biggest scandals since the steroid era. And got into the ALCS last year, but again, I have a hard time counting anything that happened last year. And did all the things I mentioned. So I know a lot of people don't want the Astros to win. I can't pretend I'm an Astros fan. And I'm going to have some thoughts on the World Series preview that is going to go up on Monday once I know who the hell the opponent is for the Houston Astros. But Dusty Baker has lived an extraordinary baseball life. And if he wins 4 games, then there is nothing left on his resume. And say it with me, folks, you put him in Cooperstown. Say it with me, folks, he's a Hall of Famer. If he gets those 4 wins, there's no argument against him. And if you talk about this, that, or the other thing, say he's managing and what the manager's role has evolved into. And you can't argue with the results. Yeah, he makes strange in-game decisions sometimes. So did Joe Torre for that, you know, when you think of it. So is any manager who's currently in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, Dick Williams made a bunch of strange decisions. Sparky Anderson made a bunch of questionable decisions over the years. So what would be the answer? He started managing in 1993, an eternity before the strike. And here he is. And folks, Dusty Baker is the thing you can take from and say, well, if we're going to have to deal with the, you know, the Astros in the World Series, how can you find any silver lining in that? Well, that's what I would say. And if you can't deal with that, then get yourself something good to eat, like a Built Bar. You know, Built Bars are so good. They are the most delicious of all the protein bars. And they got so many great flavors. I just got a new Built Bar box. I don't want to brag, but they send us boxes from time to time. It pays to be a Locked On podcaster. Check out their coconut, cherry barcia, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies, cream, German chocolate, or my personal favorite, which is raspberry. Now, if you want to try the flavors, great. You can get a mix box that gets 2 of each of those 9 flavors, but they're also good for you. 17 to 18 grams protein, calories range from 130 to 180, 4 or 5 grams of sugar, 4 or 5 grams net carb. Great flavors, all tasty. Order today. Get the grasshopper cookie, or there's a blueberry muffin one, or the raspberry, whatever you want. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. I think that's pretty neat. Go to built.com. Use promo code LOCK15. You get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% at built.com for those Built Bars. And guess what? Slow is just right if you're on vacation, a sloth, or describing QuickBooks, more like slow books. It sucks you in and slows you down. The manual processes, integration difficulties, and glitchy delays that leave you scrambling for the numbers you need. Now is the time to make the switch to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one financial system. because NetSuite gives you the visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. It's everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes, close your books in no time, no matter how big your business grows. Failing to switch to NetSuite will leave you stuck trying to make sense of your books while your competitors sprint ahead. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since switching to NetSuite. And right now, special financing is back. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program only for those ready to switch today. So head to netsuite.com/lockedon right now. Get special financing at netsuite.com/lockedon. netsuite.com/lockedon. All right. Well, before we say goodbye to the ALCS, I want to just do a quick postmortem on the Boston Red Sox. Now, I'm not going to pretend I wasn't rooting for the Red Sox in this series, but I also can't pretend that everything after the wild card game was gravy. Nobody thought, okay, Gabrielle, the former host of Locked On Red Sox, thought, but I don't know, virtually nobody else thought this team was going to be a contender. I sure didn't. I didn't think they had the pitching staff to contend. I didn't even trust their lineup. And they had stretches where they looked like the best team in the American League. They had stretches that they didn't belong in the postseason. As I said the other day, the ALCS was basically a microcosm of the team. Sometimes they're so hot, it looks like they can beat anybody. And sometimes they were ice cold. And you saw the red hot Red Sox where they can just hit grand slams at will. And then the last three games, the bats were dead. It's tough to win game. And look, I'm going to go, where were the scores? I mean, they were shut out today, and they were the run totals that the Red Sox had in the series against Houston. Okay, they scored 4 runs in game one. They scored 9 runs in game two. They scored 12 runs in game three. Great. After the barrage, where they hit 3 grand slams in those two games, they finished scoring 3 runs total. They had as many grand slams in games 2 and 3 as they scored runs in games 4, 5, and 6. When you average, when you have 2 runs, 1 run, 0 runs as your totals, guess what? You're not going to win many series that way. You know, and going to the wrong relievers at times, but or trying to stretch Sale out. All those things, those are details. You got to score runs. And you give credit to the Astros bullpen, of course, but also the bats just went south. And that was what they were like all year. Sometimes they would score piles of runs, and sometimes they couldn't beat the Orioles. That's what this team was. This was not a World Series winning team. This was, you know, this turned into a fringe wildcard contender that happened to have won. I mean, like, if the Blue Jays won 2 more games during the year, they would have been the wildcard team and probably beaten Boston. This would have been an afterthought. The fact that they beat the Yankees and they beat the Rays was delicious for Red Sox fans, an unexpected treat. So you can't act greedy. Like, I can't believe they didn't make the World Series. What are you talking about? I can't believe they got to win the 2 games of the World Series. So there are holes on the team. They need better starting pitching depth. And yes, they need better starting pitching depth. They need some pitchers who can go 5, 6 innings. You know, this whole, you know, going 3 or 4 innings and then pulling the plug, yeah, that's going to wear your pitching staffs down. And we're starting to see that. This is war of attrition that's going on as all these teams are limping into the postseason. I'll get to a little bit of that in the next segment. And so the Red Sox did so much more than anyone could have expected. And so I don't know how anyone could get angry. Be honest, Boston Red Sox fans. After the wild card victory, didn't you think anything else was gravy? Did you really think the Red Sox had even a chance against Tampa Bay, especially after they got shut out in game one and were losing 5-2 in the first inning of game two? Be honest, Red Sox fans. When Arozarena tied the game in game three, you were thinking, here come the Rays. It was fun while it lasted, but here come the Rays. Be honest, Red Sox fans. When the Red Sox won that series against Tampa, but lost game one to Houston, you're thinking like, okay, well, the party's probably over. Be honest. And there's nothing wrong with that. As I've said, the purpose of a baseball team is to entertain you for the summer. Red Sox did that. And then like finding an extra $20 bill in your jacket that you haven't worn in months. Red Sox fans were treated to a wildcard game victory, a four-game victory of the division series, and two thrilling, you know, blow them up and have fun watching home run victories in the ALCS. You know what I'm saying? It's like finding an extra $20 bill in the pocket of a coat you don't wear often and complaining that it wasn't a $100 bill. So we're going to see what happens with this club. This kind of reminds me a little bit of the 2017 Yankees in a way. And that Yankee team made it to the LCS a year ahead of time because they defeated the Cleveland Indians in the division series, the team that I thought, you thought, we all thought was going on to win the World Series that year, or at least getting to the World Series. And the Yankees beat the Indians in a hard-fought division series, went five, and got to game seven of the ALCS. We all know there was shenanigans going on with the Astros, but there was a sense of that felt like it was a year ahead of schedule. Oh, this is a year ahead of schedule for the Red Sox. This was supposed to be a rebuilding year. And maybe Red Sox fans got a little greedy because in 2013, the Red Sox were also in a rebuilding year and they happened to win the World Series in a rebuilding year. But they got to within two wins of the World Series. There's no reason any Red Sox fan should feel bad. Yeah, there's a little bit of frustration because this could have happened, that could have happened. You were thinking about the possibility of a World Series. But it didn't happen. But it was fun. It was fun. And this team, if some semblance of its offense is kept together, some semblance of this bullpen is kept together, and they get another arm or maybe two to solidify this rotation, and maybe then Chris Sale will be healthy. And he'll have a resurgence the way that Adam Wainwright seems to have a resurgence every 2 minutes. It's not too shabby. It's not too shabby. They'd be the kind of team you put some money on, make a bet or two on. And if you're going to make any bets, go to BetOnline. It's the number one spot for all your bets, basketball, football, action, all season long at BetOnline. Head to the new updated desktop, easy for you to say, or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Las Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get all your favorite sports and bet on them. BetOnline is where the game starts. All right, let's talk briefly. I didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday because, I'm sorry, your pal Sully had to go to sleep the other day, so I didn't get the chance to talk about the Dodgers staying alive. You know, Chris Taylor is part of the very, very small fraternity of players who hit three home runs in a postseason. And he is the only one of that group to hit a series clinching or at least series advancing home run as well. He hit the wild card game clincher and hit the three home run game to keep the Dodgers alive against Atlanta. And quite frankly, that was it was a tremendous game by Taylor. And the Braves-Dodgers series has been very, very difficult to get a handle on. Every minute where the Braves look like they've taken complete control of the series, the Astros fight back and vice versa. Now, Max Scherzer was supposed to start today's game, and he's not going to. I think his arm might be dead. Max Scherzer is one of the great pitchers of his generation, but he's not a spring chicken anymore. And maybe, just maybe, this wear and tear has deadened his arm. Apparently, that's what happened. And so, we're going to go and see what we've got. Now, the Atlanta Braves are still at home. They still have the advantage. And with Scherzer out, and it's going to be probably another bullpen game, then it makes this game a complete and utter coin toss. I'm going to get back a little bit once the postseason is over to talk a little bit about a philosophical issue I have and something that I miss in baseball by the pitchers not going deep. Dodgers don't have a pitcher announced right now, and Anderson is scheduled for the Braves. Call me crazy. I think the Dodgers are going to win. I have no data to base that on other than a hunch. But I just think that they aren't going to fall apart, that they are going to find a way to do it. And with that, we'll get a game seven, which I don't know what's going to happen. I think the Dodgers are a strong enough team to push this and then hand the ball to Walker Buehler in game seven while the Braves give it to Charlie Morton. But we'll see. I've not been able to predict anything else in this series. Actually, I did pick the Astros in six over the Red Sox, but I also said the Dodgers in four. So what the heck do I know? So we're going to see. We're going to see what happens. Either way, one of Dusty Baker's former clubs will face the Houston Astros in the World Series. And if Max Scherzer's not pitching there and Kershaw's injured, of course, we know Trevor Bauer and everything, that he's not a factor right now. That's a lot of Cy Young winners you're removing from the everyday roster. And it's sometimes tough to recover from that. The fact of the matter is, the Astros won the pennant. And we'll get into a little bit of my thoughts of the legacy of the Astros, but it's mainly about the love for Dusty Baker. If the Braves win the pennant, man, they deserve it. With all the adversity that they faced in terms of their injuries and everything like that. But we will find out soon enough. And I'm going to post at least two more podcasts between now and Monday. So keep an eye out here or on the Odyssey app or on YouTube or wherever you listen to us. Talking about the ALCS, the NLCS, giving Dusty Baker his due and telling Red Sox fans, come on, you weren't expecting this. Be grateful of what you got instead of being mad that you didn't get all the presents you wanted. You got a really nice present. Don't cry because you didn't get a pony. This has been Locked On MLB for the 23rd day of October 2021. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.